here over at the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking with Mark Jagels. Mark, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Meat Export Federation. It's kind of seen this big surge in exports with Japan and Hong Kong. Tell us a little bit what sparked that.
Well, here February 1st, Japan went back to 30-month and under cattle. And we've seen exports to Japan up 57% since that time. So we have been really out of that market since the BSE, you know, the Black Christmas, as everybody said. With their adoption of the 30-month and under rule, exports have really surged there. In the Hong Kong side with the bone-in product, we've seen a surge in exports there as well. So I was in Japan, happened to be there this July. We were doing some promotional activities with the Nebraska Corn Board along with the Meat Export Federation. And they want the product. They want the high-quality corn-fed beef. They see that as a product that their consumers want. And it's really interesting to see that, you know, as long as we've been out of that market, you know, 10 years, it's almost the next generation that we're trying to educate to show them the importance of the high-quality product that we can ship to them.
Educate was the key word there that you kind of used, especially in like all of the like the ag industry in general is kind of looking to educate and to kind of get the nation on board with the farm bill. What is so important that you guys need to see in the farm bill, and what are you guys kind of looking for to see that our government kind of puts in a bill like that?
Well, the farm bill is very important to the Meat Export Federation. You know, we use a lot of dollars from the Foreign Ag Service for market access, market development in other countries. And that is almost half of our budget of what is included from the Farm Bill. And, you know, I know there's a lot of other organizations, U.S. Grains Council, a lot of these that see the importance of this. So I think the producers really need to realize that, yes, it does help the producer, the American producer out on the insurance side and on subsidies and making sure that everything is in tune. But we also have to make sure that we have market access and market development in these other countries that we can move product.
Yeah, that's extremely important. And it looked like Joe was talking a little bit about some trade agreements and some things that you guys have been dealing with as far as trade goes. What is, kind of touch on those for us?
Well, of course, TTP is big right now. I think we're in the final negotiations of that. And that will be big with Japan, especially to cut down some of the quotas that we have there and make us more competitive with other countries. On TTIP, I think that gives us a leg up with the European Union and other countries that are exporting to the EU right now. So we, you know, that's going to be a very long, drawn-out process and ongoing, but I think those are the two biggest issues right now that we're facing and showing some support for.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Mark. Again, we're talking with Mark Jagels, who is with the U.S. Meat Export Federation here at NAFB 2013.